Now, when we look at the big rivers of the planet, these guys contain 40% of the continental runoff. The Amazon is carrying a 15% on its own, and if you ever get a chance to go and have a look at the Amazon, it's definitely worth the boat ride. It is very spectacular, especially where the, I was trying to remember, the pink one joins the, was that the dolphins? No, there's a white, there's pink dolphins, yeah, there's a white version of the Amazon and there's a black version of the Amazon. They joined together to make a, and you can actually see the two different channels sort of merge here, and the pink dolphins jump out of the water in the middle. It's very cool. Yeah, that's a minor detail. Now, the ionic strength then is summing over the different ions that are present and looking at both their concentration and their charge. So in this equation then, which you're given, Z is standing for the ion charge. You're squaring that and then you're multiplying by the concentration. You do that for each of the ions and you sum them. You then multiply that by a half and that's your ionic strength. So here we'd be saying, for instance, if we have got magnesium, magnesium's going in as 2 plus squared, so that's 4 times its concentration, and then we'd add that to sodium, which would be 1 times its concentration, etc. So there are problems like this on the sheet. Yeah, it's squaring just the ion charge. Sort of values we might find there, in a fresh water we'll have very low values, and in seawater we've got a much higher concentration of ions and several of them R2+, we get a much higher ionic strength. Now we don't go out there and measure ionic strength normally. What we usually measure is conductivity, because it's nice and easy. So conductivity is proportional, that's a proportional sign there, to ionic strength. The usual units are either millisiemens per centimetre or mo per centimetre. These days, pretty much all the probes are now going towards siemens as the unit. Now, millisiemen will be the unit that we'll use in seawater, and a microsiemen will be the unit that we use in freshwater. So with the water quality probes that we're going to use in the field, they're auto-ranging. So if you put it into fresh water, it'll say microsiemens. You put it into brackish water or a marine water, it's going to say millisiemens. When people are trying to ascertain how good their water is that they're using in their analytical laboratory, conductivity is one of the key things that they look at, because they don't want to have lots of ions present. If you end up with an elevated conductivity, then you've got some rubbish in your reverse osmosis water. Now, in the Brimblecone book as well, they show a nice plot where they look at the sources of the river and how they may be related to the ionic strength. The sources of the river then will determine, this is the water that goes into the river, will determine the ratio of sodium over the sodium plus calcium ratio. And that can then be compared with the ionic strength to figure out which type of river system you're looking at. The calcium on the bottom of this equation is coming primarily from the weathering of limestones, whereas the sodium is primarily coming from inputs from the rain. Okay, so we've got this bubble bursting mechanism in the ocean, putting sodium into the atmosphere, it's aerosol. That then is being stripped out by a wet deposition, so that's why you're getting a sodium input. Now, in the bit at the end, I've put evaporites with a big stripe through it. That's saying as long as there are no evaporite minerals, which the water body is travelling over, that goes into the river. Okay, because evaporite minerals, who's done some earth science stuff? Okay, you're lucky. Okay, these are things like halite, sodium chloride. So clearly if you've got a halite deposit that's in the little source waters for your river, that's going to muck up things completely, because you'll have an elevated sodium simply coming from a piece of the geology dissolving. So as long as you've got none of that, then it's fair to say that sodium